Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Redmen by Taj podcast. Steve Hoare here. It is Tuesday, August 8th. Hope all is well wherever you are. Yes, we're going to be speaking about Lav yet again. A fourth bid has apparently gone in. And of course, we have a little touch upon the Andre updates as well. But before we get there, we're going to talk about Liverpool's final friendly of the season. 3-1 winners against Darmstadt. Goals, of course. Luis Diaz got the third. Any other normal person would go in order of the goal scorer, so why don't we do that instead? Mo Salah got the first, Diogo Jota got the second, Luis Diaz got the third. Once again, Liverpool's forward line firing. Still some question marks over the defending, especially a horrendous goal that Liverpool conceded. Moments after they went two up, they were pegged back to 2-1, one long ball, cut Liverpool open. It was really, 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 really poor. Just a few standout players for me on that game. I don't know if you guys agree, but first half in particular, Alexis McAllister playing as a number six, I thought he was really, really positive. There were a couple of times where he had to worry about his position and maybe he was drifting around a little bit too often. He hasn't really played there for Liverpool at all in the pre-season, but really impressed by him. Salah looks sharp as ever, razor sharp, goal and an assist again for Mohamed Salah. Absolutely superb. Brilliant, nice team in good goal scoring form as well. I thought Liverpool with Cody Gakpo playing as more like a number eight, which is great that he can do that. I thought he had a good game. And then Luis Diaz, I thought was outstanding for the most part as well. Second half, Liverpool obviously made subs around the hour mark. I thought Ben Doak, when he came on, once again shone for Liverpool. He's certainly showing that he's an option for Jurgen Klopp this season. Definitely at least off the bench and maybe going forwards, even starting some games. Perhaps the Europa League, for example, he could, you know, Mo Salah shouldn't be playing every single game. He might want to play every game, but I don't think Mo should be playing every single game. And I thought Ben Doak was one who, I don't know, what's the word? Like, he's certainly showing that he's not a young kid who is, I don't know what the word is, not there for the ride, too harsh, but like, there for the experience. He is a genuine first team player. First team option, and I think he proved that once again. I thought he had a really good second half, but yeah, pre-season is done. It's done. Liverpool's next game will be against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. It's a tough test for the Reds. Will anyone else be in the Liverpool squad by then? Potentially, and I've been saying this for a long time, Romeo Lavia. According to Ben Jacobs, he reported, he thinks that Liverpool have already, he says, I understand Liverpool have already made another improved offer for Romeo Lavia after Southampton rejected their last £46 million bid. It was reported, of course, Liverpool were, the three bids have gone in, all three have been rejected. The latest on Lavia is situation himself. From good friend of the show, Sasha Tavolieri, is that he will not, Lavia that is, will not be part of the Southampton team that plays against Gillingham in the EFL Cup later this evening. I mean, Sasha's not going to be part of it. I'm also saying Sasha's not going to be part of it, but Romeo Lavia is not either. He will not be part of that team. And does that mean he's kicking off? Does that mean there's a deal close? Or does that mean that maybe Southampton are just doing him a favour and not cup tying him? I don't really know, if truth be told, but whatever it is, I'm guessing it's a good news. If he was part of that team and part of that squad, more questions would be asked. He goes on to say the players side are looking to close the deal today. So the Lavia camp are doing everything they can to sign with, you know, I'm guessing they're mediating a little bit. They really want this deal to happen, and obviously so. Of course, Lavia wants to play for Liverpool. Why wouldn't he want to join Liverpool? It's fucking Liverpool, this, with all due respect. This, you know, he doesn't want to be a championship player. So the Lavia camp are desperate to get this done. He will not be part of the Southampton squad, so he's not going to cup tie himself in the EFL Cup as Southampton go to Gillingham. So if he's not going to be playing in the FA, like I say, I don't think it would have been a deal breaker if he was cup tied. And I think Liverpool will still sign him, and it's the EFL Cup who really gives a toss. But maybe that is a bit of an encouraging one. But yeah, it feels like right now, maybe the player himself is starting to get pissed off a little bit, and he's trying to push it through. Who knows what this Liverpool, what this latest bid's going to be? Obviously, they've been holding out for £50 million. Are Liverpool going to get there? I just don't know, to be honest with you. But I do believe that they're going to get this deal done. I wouldn't be shocked if we're getting reports at some point over the next 24 hours that something's happened. But again, I have been saying that for a long time, so who knows? Who really knows? In terms of other options then, the only other thing to talk about, if you're a Liverpool fan, and perhaps you're looking for some football to watch that might impact Liverpool down the line, well, who'd have thought that the Copa Libertadores tie between Fluminense and Argentinos Juniors, which kicks off at 11 p.m. UK time this evening, would impact Liverpool? But there we are. Such is the joy of the transfer window that, yeah, a game that's happening over in Brazil, sort of close, I think. Am I right in saying Fluminense play sort of Rio de Janeiro based? I think I'm right in saying. A game happening in and around Rio affects Liverpool. But yeah, the reports last week from ESPN Brazil were that Fluminense aren't going to San Andre as long as they are in the Copa Libertadores. Now, they play tonight. They drew the first leg 1-1 away at Argentinos Juniors. If they go out tonight, could Liverpool get a deal done for Andre? Would Fluminense then be willing to let him go? The reports are they are desperate to win this competition. They are desperate to go far in it. If they do get knocked out, then maybe there's a chance. So that is just something to keep an eye on. We'll report more on that on Wednesday. But yeah, keep an eye out on if you've got something to do this evening, depending on where you are in the world. You'll have to figure the time differences out yourself. I've got no idea. But yeah, 11 p.m. UK time. Do your maths based off that. Tune in, watch Fluminense versus Argentinos Juniors. Maybe if you're desperate for Liverpool to sign Andre, you can put an Argentinos Junior shirt or get yourselves involved with them. But yeah, that is the only other real significant link, really, is the links to Andre. I don't know how serious they are, but what I do know, if Liverpool are keen to get him, they definitely need him out of that competition tonight. So it's definitely worth something to keep an eye on. Right then, guys, I'm going to sign off there. Just want to let you guys know, over on redmenplus.com right now, both in video and in podcast forms, you've got the Bias Transfer Podcast. Me, Chloe, Dan and Chris Pajak were all in the studio. We also got our Premier League predictions, including Paul. Paul wasn't in, but he sent his in digitally. So yeah, if you want to get our thoughts on Harry Kane, on Gvardiol, on the Saudi Arabian League again, on Chelsea's latest massive, massive injury, on Man United, plus who's going to win the league, top four, top six, relegation, first manager sacked, golden boot, and a few other mad predictions as well, Champions League finalists, Europa League finalists, all that good stuff, that is available over on the Bias Transfer Podcast over on redmenplus.com. And don't forget, our brand new Bobby Firmino book is still on sale right now as well at redmenmerch.com. If you want to get yourself a artifact looking back at the absolute legendary status of Roberto Firmino at Liverpool, redmenmerch.com, get a copy of our latest amazing book that is there for you as well. Thank you very much for listening to the latest episode of the Bite Size Podcast. We'll be back with another one. See you later.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.